The artificial intelligence sector is experiencing what can only be described as a reality check, with market dynamics shifting rapidly as investors reassess timelines and capabilities. Apple shares have now fallen for two consecutive days, following what many analysts are calling disappointing AI announcements at the Worldwide Developers Conference.
The disappointment seems centered on Apple's revamped Siri AI assistant, with investors questioning both the timeline for deployment and the actual capabilities being promised. This is particularly striking given Apple's market position and the expectations that had built up around their AI strategy.
But the broader story is about competitive dynamics shifting in real time. New data shows that Gemini and Claude are gaining significant ground as ChatGPT's market share erodes. This isn't just about consumer preferences. It's about fundamental questions of which architectures and approaches will dominate the next phase of AI development.
Anthropic just launched Claude Fable 5, which they're describing as their first public Mythos class model. The significance here is that this shares architecture with systems that were previously restricted to vetted partners for cybersecurity work. We're seeing military-grade AI capabilities being released for consumer use.
That's creating immediate market disruption. Palantir stock fell sharply as these new Anthropic models demonstrate capabilities that could challenge established players in the enterprise AI space. When you have a company like Palantir, which has built its entire business model around proprietary data analysis capabilities, facing competition from models that consumers can access directly, the competitive landscape changes overnight.
Wells Fargo is calling this I sell off a wake-up call for investors, and I think that's exactly right. We've had 18 months of AI euphoria, where anything connected to artificial intelligence saw massive valuations. Now we're seeing differentiation based on actual capabilities, implementation timelines, and real-world performance metrics.
The adoption statistics are remarkable, though. 97% of organizations are now using AI coding tools, which represents near universal adoption in just 2 years. But the same research reveals significant governance gaps that are eroding the gains from these tools. Companies are implementing AI without proper oversight frameworks.
Microsoft is highlighting exactly why that's dangerous. They're warning that hackers are posing as ChatGPT, Claude, and DeepSeek in sophisticated phishing attacks, stealing credentials and credit card data across multiple countries. As AI becomes ubiquitous, it becomes a more attractive target for cybercriminals.
The security implications are multifaceted. Conan O'Brien is now starring in cybersecurity training videos specifically designed to help employees spot AI-powered attacks. The fact that we need comedy-driven modules to teach people how to recognize deepfakes tells you something about how sophisticated these threats have become.
Meta's announcement that they'll use off-platform activity to personalize feeds and Imwarsini and AI systems raises different concerns about data privacy and algorithmic manipulation. When social media platforms can track your behavior across the entire internet and use that to train AI systems, the implications for privacy and democratic discourse are enormous.
This connects to a broader trend we're seeing in enterprise AI. Palantir executives are warning CEOs against touting AI as an excuse for layoffs, which suggests that the corporate messaging around AI implementation is becoming a reputational risk. Companies that position AI as primarily a cost-cutting tool rather than a capability enhancement face employee and public relations backlash.
Salesforce is cutting more jobs, including staff from their Agentforce AI division, which highlights how even companies that have bet heavily on AI are struggling with the practical challenges of implementation and commercialization. Thoma Bravo's founder told CNBC that half of new revenue across their portfolio now comes from AI and agentic tools, declaring the quote, SaaS apocalypse over. But individual companies are still facing significant execution challenges.
The technology landscape is changing so rapidly that traditional competitive advantages are being eroded within months rather than years. Apple's struggles with AI implementation, despite their massive resources and technical talent, demonstrate that success in this space isn't guaranteed even for the most established players.